Support for Here and Now comes from BetterHelp, committed to supporting mental health through therapy. Clients are matched with one of 25,000 therapists and can communicate via video, chat, or phone at betterhelp.com/public.
Well, let's check in now on New Jersey, which has the second highest number of reported cases of COVID-19 after New York, with more than 71,000 cases and more than 3,000 deaths. Joining us now is Joe Hernandez, who covers New Jersey state government for WHYY and WBGO. Joe, one of the biggest concerns there today is in nursing homes. What's going on?
Right. Nursing homes have been kind of a focus of officials since this crisis took hold in New Jersey, because they tend to have an older population of people with underlying medical conditions. And just today, the New York Times and the New Jersey Herald are reporting about one nursing home in particular that had 17 bodies of people who died in that nursing home in a refrigerated morgue that was supposed to hold 4 bodies. Nursing homes are just being overwhelmed by this crisis. As of yesterday, there were about 6,800 cases in New Jersey linked to long-term care facilities, and that's just under 10% of the state's total number of cases. So officials are taking a close look at that and monitoring nursing homes closely.
I want to ask you about one other thing in New Jersey. Researchers have developed a new saliva test for COVID-19. How significant is that?
It could be pretty significant. So these are researchers at Rutgers University, the state university in New Jersey, and this would allow people to basically drive up, spit into a tube, and hand it to a healthcare worker. Whereas right now, the typical test is a nasal swab, so a healthcare worker has to get kind of close to a person and stick a Q-tip up their nose. And the researchers say this will save valuable personal protective equipment, because healthcare workers won't have to get so close to patients driving up. They won't need to get, you know, reach their arm into the car. And so that personal protective equipment can then be used by hospitals and other healthcare facilities at the forefront of this crisis. Also, those Rutgers researchers say that the turnaround for those tests could be 24 to 48 hours, which is could be quicker than some of the nasal swab tests that are currently happening.
That is Joe Hernandez, a New Jersey state government reporter for WHYY and WBGO. Joe, thank you.
Thanks a lot.